Prohibition of Reviling the Wind, 1727. Abdul Mundhir Ubay bin Qab radiyallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Do not revile the wind. When you experience something abominable about it, supplicate, O Allah, we beg of you the good of this wind and the good of that which it contains and the good of that which it has been commanded. And we seek refuge in you from the evil of this wind and the evil of that which it contains and the evil of that which it has been commanded. At-Tirmidhi, 1728. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, The wind is the blessing of Allah. Sometimes it brings His mercy, and sometimes it brings His chastisement. When you experience it, do not revile it, but beg of Allah its good, and seek Allah's refuge against its evil. Abu Dawud and good Isnad. 1729. Aisha radiyallahu anha said, Whenever the wind blew strongly, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would say, O Allah, I beg of you its good, and the good of that which it contains, and the good of the purpose for which it has been sent, and I seek your refuge from its evil, and the evil of that which it contains, and the evil of the purpose for which it has been sent. Muslim. Commentary. Like His innumerable other gifts, the wind is a free gift of Allah, which is essential for man's health and sustenance. But if Allah wills, He can turn it into a means of destruction and ruin. Therefore, one should pray to Allah to enable him to benefit from its good effects and save him from bad ones.